This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Billis.
And today, it's kind of a special day. It's the 31st of August. Woo!
Yeah. And?
The 5th anniversary of Guild Wars 2.
Damn straight.
But we're going to be devoting a lot of time to that today. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Gaming and Entertainment Network.
What is that?
Well, that is the new, well, not, I'm sorry, not new, old, but not too old, podcasting network that I used to be a part of. That I've rejoined recently. The Gaming and Entertainment Network started out with a few of us podcasters, like Contains Moderate Peril. I was running a Massive Failure and Roleplay Domain. This is back in like 2014 or so. And, there was Cat Context, Aggro Chat, a bunch of different podcasts that were in right at the start. And that was great. I was a part of it, but I got burnt out. And I ended up dropping out. But I'm running two podcasts and a website. Yeah, it was a little too much for me. So that was a few years ago. And just recently, Roger from Contains Moderate Peril contacted me and asked if I wanted to come back in. So, we're back! Woo! Anyway, so go to tgenetwork.net for the Gaming and Entertainment Network and check out all the great shows that are there. If Pixels and Dice isn't showing up there on their website quite yet, I'm understanding it should be added soon enough. So, anyway, enough about that. Would you care to talk a little bit about Guild Wars 2 while I try not to cough?
Okay. Well, as you know, it's the 5th anniversary, and they usually do something special for their anniversaries. And, well, it's been a long and enjoyable trip. We've had many adventures. We've killed a few dragons. Well, two dragons, that is. And dealt with other nasties along the way. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to go into?
Well, how about what would be a couple of the major highlights along the now 5-year journey of Guild Wars 2? Anything that just pops out to you as this was a momentous occasion?
Well, the initial introduction of the Mad King for their Halloween event, that was rather interesting. I mean, everything's normal. All of a sudden, the the fountain in Lion's Arch explodes, and this flaming skull comes, he has a flaming pumpkin head, and he comes popping out and starts raising havoc in the city. That was interesting.
That would get your attention.
Especially since nobody had any idea this was going to happen. They were just assuming, we've got a Halloween event coming. Yay! They just didn't explain how it was going to arrive.
This does raise a question for me. Maybe you can answer it. Why does ArenaNet hate Lion's Arch so much?
Well, it's the main hub, and so it has the target painted right on it. So whenever, you know, you want to get the most impact, they take out the the highest population of players.
Yeah, they've blown up the city
twice
now. Yeah, and I'm sure more will come. I mean, hey, there's another expansion coming. Well,
actually, They only blew up the city once. They blew up the fountain twice.
Nevertheless, it keeps having to be remodeled. And every time I log back into that game and get to Lion's Arch, it's like, wait, this vaguely looks like Lion's Arch, but no, not really. What happened to the city?
Well, you got to be there to see the changes as they happen. This is a living game. Stuff happens.
That would require me to play.
Yeah, I know. That's the point.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't have half the complaints you have if you just played through the events as they came up.
I don't complain about Guild Wars 2. It's not that I don't understand. It's just that if it's not a guardian, I can't enjoy it. And it just... ugh.
Well, you'll be happy to know that guardians are still quite badass. They have never nerfed guardians to the point of being obsolete.
Oh, I know. If you watched starting in August with my Meander About Middle Earth video series on the weekends, part of Meander About MMORPGs, I'm sorry, the weekend version of Meander About Middle Earth. Starting in August, I dropped the Necromancer I was playing and now doing a Guardian.
Yes, and you got a greatsword. Brightest yes. choice you've ever made.
No, greatswords are fun.
They are amazing.
I like mace and shield too, but, you know, well, you know, if you're fighting against things and you're squishy.
If you're going for the, in you know, the healing cannot die kind of model, yes, mace and shield.
That's how I play. That's like you play a warden in Lotro.
If you want to have high survivability and pretty good damage, you're going to want to go greatsword.
Right. But, you know, I can only enjoy that so long before I have to go back and play some WoW or some Rift or some Lotro.
So you like to slum.
Oh. Oh. You know, for a guy your game's only lasted 5 years so far, you really shouldn't pick on games that have been there a lot longer than yours.
Yeah, and
that have stood the test of time.
Appendages falling off.
No, 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 no. Lotro is gaining players.
Why did
right
you
now.
Jump to Lotro when I was saying that?
I'm using that as an example.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you wanted to pick on Rift, I could see that. Because Rift, yes, declining player base, but they do keep putting out actual expansions. And we'll get to that next week. But, you know, they're still rolling along, and I'm sorry, is Guild Wars 2 bigger than World of Warcraft? Survey says, no!
It's more enjoyable.
That's what you think.
I was bored to tears playing WoW because they give the solo players jack and shit to do. Dailies! Woo! Fucking dailies!
Yeah, but what was the expansion you left during?
That was Cataclysm.
Yes. There have been three expansions since then.
Yeah.
Things have changed a lot.
And what was the other one? You got housing.
Not very good housing.
I get
it. But it was still a lot to do. Oh boy, there was a lot to do on every single character. A lot to do. But more importantly,
and you're still paying $15 a month to be bored.
Legion has a whole lot to do. Legion is a totally different animal.
Yes, but that's how many years of paying $15 a month to finally get something worth getting.
Sir, if you're paying $15 a month, you're doing it wrong. I pay 6 months in advance. I only pay like $13.
I'm not paying in advance for something that I find intolerably dull.
Well, I don't. I enjoy it. But this isn't about WoW. We're talking about Guild Wars 2.
Yes.
Please, tell me some more awesome stuff about Guild Wars 2.
Well, then there was the invasion and rampant destruction of the Mad Silvari Scarlet. And they had this 50-foot mannequin event that was tons of fun. As long as, you know, the idiots stayed away, the event went off without a hitch. It was great fun. Then they took some of their world bosses, like the Shatterer and Tequaddle, and then they added one, Triple Trouble, which ratcheted up the difficulty level, and with it went better rewards. So, there's been a lot of things. And I'm trying to stay away from spoilers, because yes, I know some people haven't played the game. You should try it. But this last living series, or living story series, they gave us 5 new zones to explore, new currencies, new weapon skins, new armor skins, new all kinds of stuff. So they give the solo players tons of things to do. You've got adventures you can run. You've got dungeons you can solo. You've got all kinds of things you can do in this game.
Yes, but how's that gear working out compared to Raiders?
You know what? I almost never see Raiders with, you know, the high-end gear.
That's because raiding is only a very small percentage of the player base, and apparently ArenaNet didn't realize that that's not the people they should have catered to.
You know what? The difference between legendary armor and ascended armor is small. I mean, it almost statistically makes no value to going through all that nonsense to build legendary armor. Yeah, you get animations with it. Whoa. I guess the biggest and best draw for legendary armor is you can change the stats at will. You just get out of combat and you can alter your stats. You can swap out your runes. And now you've got a whole new build. But, not worth it. Building a legendary weapon is hard enough as it is.
Well.
But we're here to celebrate. Because, well, I'm here to celebrate because I'm having a great time. Yeah. I have 10 level 80s. And yes, I know there's only 9 playable classes. But I have an Asura Ranger, too. To go along with my Silvari Ranger. Why? Because I liked the character, and I just didn't want to delete him.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I started making him just as a key farmer. You know, you level him up to 10, you do the first living story section, and at the end of it, you usually get a key. One of the mystic keys that allows you to open up one of the little loot boxes you find throughout the world.
And it's pretty easy
to get. And you just do that over and over and over again. You just start getting a bunch of keys, and you can open up those boxes, and you get the Black Lion trading scraps that turn into tickets that you can get unique skins. But I liked them too much, and I just couldn't do it.
There's nothing wrong with that. I realized when I logged in Guild Wars 2 a few weeks ago, yes, I actually did log in, that I actually have a lot more 80s than I thought I did.
Well, it's easy just to level. Really,
once I've gotten to 80, I haven't done much beyond with that. I mean, I've worked on the living story some, but that's when I usually go, I'm done.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, go back to doing, you know, something fun. No, I joke. Really, I do. I enjoy Guild Wars 2. I always have. I just can't see it as being my number one game.
And I don't expect you to.
So that's my main thing. But I will say that it strikes me as very interesting. The Guild Wars 2 has always been right up there as one of the top games for the last 5 years. I mean, it's mm-hmm. almost like a given that you've got your World of Warcraft, you've got your Final Fantasy 14, and Guild Wars 2 is, it's just a given that it's up there with the top AAA MMORPGs. I've never seen a time where it's even come to a point where it's like, wow, it's really in decline.
Yeah, because it's not in decline.
Right. It's like you usually see a fall off at certain points, maybe, in the last 6 months before an expansion comes out, things like that. But I always see, every time I jump into Guild Wars 2, it doesn't matter if you're in the low level areas, mid level, high level, there's always people playing.
Well, that's because the way they work their mega server.
Yeah, but it gives, that just gives a feeling of a living world that you don't get in a lot of other MMORPGs, mm-hmm. which it's, really interesting. I mean, hell, this is the game that basically put a shotgun in the mouth of the Secret World right from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, Secret World came out same year mm-hmm. as Guild Wars 2, only it came out in early July.
Right.
And that was great. It had a little bit of a rough launch, but that happens with a lot of MMOs. Didn't really think much of it. Yes, there were some problems. Yes, there were some issues with Funcom, but it was doing okay. It did have a fan base. Things were going fine. And then Guild Wars 2 came out a little over a month later, and only the hardcore Lovecraft fans and role players stayed. Well, all the people that were just there to try a new game all went, oh, look, shiny, and they never came back. And that was the beginning of the end. By October, they were going by to play and barely survived not getting shut down entirely.
Well, one of the things that Guild Wars has had going for it is a great community. Even as early as recent as this weekend, new players show up, they'll ask a question in world chat, and it gets answered.
What do you mean they don't get belittled for their...
They don't get belittled.
The temerity very of asking. Often.
It still happens. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yeah.
But generally, they get assistance. I was doing one of the daily adventures, and somebody was asking for help with a hero point. And this is kind of a tough one because it's in a low-level zone, and you've got like a veteran plus like four other bandits that come out. It's in Queensdale.
Yeah, no, I've died to that one.
And it's, for a low-level character, it's hard.
Yeah.
Pretty much now, if you say, hey, I need help with this, you'll have like half a dozen people show up.
Well, it's just a quick portal over.
Yeah, it's not too far off of the waypoint, but there are guilds now who do nothing but put their commander tags on, and they will stake out a certain zone, and they will run and help people with the hero points. And that even goes through Heart of Thorns, where you've got those... Each hero point is worth, like, 10 points.
I'm sorry, noob here. Commander tag?
Yeah, you pay... Well, early in the game, they wanted to make it so that it was easy to join a group, an army, in World versus World. Mm-hmm. So you could pop up your little tag and it would show up anywhere on the map. Wherever you were, you would show up on the world map. And all they had to do was click on your tag and they could join your squad. And so now you're part of a group. That easy.
Mm-hmm.
And people started using those commander tags for showing locations on how to get to a jumping puzzle. They would have somebody with a commander tag parked at the entrance so you didn't have to search for it. Because some of those are really well hidden.
Yeah.
They would have a mesmer who was doing jumping puzzle portals. When they would show up, they'd start hopping up and down, and there's their commander tag, and you just run to that spot, and you get a free portal to the top of the puzzle.
That seems a little cheap, but also kind of awesome.
Well, the arena, they don't care if you're bypassing their puzzle, because the people who want to do the puzzle, the ones who really just want to get that challenge, they're going to skip the portal anyways. But if you just want to knock out that part of your little daily, you know, daily thing,
yeah,
you can do it.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Did you say dailies?
Yes, but you don't have to do these as the only source of entertainment.
Yes, I was just a little poke.
Yes, I'm not saying they're the only thing to do. It's just one of the things to do.
Well, yeah, you got to do the dailies if you want to do the monthlies, and
no. No, you log in, and that's all it takes to get your monthly reward. You log in 30 days, whether it's consecutively or not, every 30 days, you get the grand reward. The daily, all you get for it is karma, you get loot, and you get money. You get 2 gold every time you complete a daily. And so, this is fantastic for low-level players.
Yeah, I know.
A low-level player, before they came out with this, getting a gold, just a single gold.
I'm aware of it. It's a big deal.
It's a big damn deal.
I know. When I logged in, created that new Guardian, I was like looking at my gold, because it shared amongst all the characters, right? Mm-hmm. And I was looking, I was like, holy crap, I got 7 gold! How'd that happen? Oh, wait, it's everyone else's money.
7 gold.
Look, I spent some, okay?
Let's just say I spent a shit ton trying to get the precursor stuff you need for making more ascended gear.
Right.
I blew through probably 200 gold. I'm still sitting at 570 some.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Big Money Bags.
No, okay. This isn't Big Money Bags. Big Money Bags? Somebody capped out at 100,000. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's a serious load of money. You know what he did? From what I heard, he went and bought a ton of legendaries. He spent almost all of his money because he had more money coming in and he didn't want it to be going away.
Right.
So he bought a whole bunch of legendaries. And his guild had, every week, they had a new lotto where people would put in a little bit of money and they'd get their little ticket and they had a chance of winning a legendary weapon. And he got rid of every single one of them that way.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to do things, though.
Oh, yeah.
We used to reward our old WoW guild with stuff. You know, the Lobies.
Yeah. His guild is probably the biggest guild out there now.
Well, yeah, they're giving away free legendaries.
He knows how to make money.
Well.
Anyway.
That all comes back around to what you were saying, though, about how good the community is.
Community's great. And part of that is design of the game, because it doesn't cost you anything to res a downed player. Even if they're dead, you can bring them back. And so running through the world, I've watched players who they're on a mission. They got something they're going to do. They'll see that downed player and they will veer off, res them, and then continue on.
Oh, I routinely do that myself.
Every day. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where you're constantly helping people. You're constantly, you know, doing stuff for other people. It almost seems like it's hard to be an asshole to people in that game.
Yeah, but I've found people that still find a way.
Yes, there are still. And that happened when WoW, when they went free to play. They got a lot of WoW players who came in.
It's not just WoW players.
Not just WoW players, but the majority of them will confess to having been WoW players.
Well, yeah, because
I'm a WoW player, but I don't treat people that way.
Raise your hand. Everybody listening, raise your hand if you've played WoW.
Most everybody.
Almost everybody has played WoW. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to say that. What it is it's locust. It's the free-to-play locusts who go from free-to-play game to free-to-play game to free-to-play game and ruin communities. That's just okay. Have their jollies, and then a new game goes goes free-to-play, goes Guild Wars. Anyway, they go free-to-play. I'm on cold medication, if you can't tell. And then they move on to that next game.
But one of the things that Guild Wars does, they don't tolerate a lot of asshattery. If you're on, you know, World Chat and you pipe off with some racist comment or some sexist comment or whatever, and you get reported, your account gets shut down. No ifs, ands, or buts. There is no second chance. This is no, oh, he's just being a kid and he's just playing. No, they just shut you down.
Well, people would argue that, yeah, that's easy because, well, they'll just make another free-to-play account.
No. No. If you bought the game and your account gets shut down, there are ways of getting it back, but most of the time, it doesn't work. If you have a free-to-play account and you're that way, they IP ban you.
Oh, that's unusual.
No.
It's not entirely effective because you can release the IP, get a new one.
Yes, but it makes the person go through extra steps.
Sure, it's a lot more difficult and it's easier just to go play World of Tanks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I mentioned World of Tanks other than my coworkers are playing that right now and they keep trying to talk me into it, but
yeah.
It looks like fun.
No, it doesn't. It's a PvP nonsense game.
It's an arena battle.
Ooh, I don't care.
Big deal. Anyway, we're not talking about that today. Maybe another day.
But yes, I am looking forward to the anniversary. I'm hoping that I get something other than buffs that help you level. Stuff that gives you free levels.
How many
I've maxed out all of my characters. I've got almost 500 free levels.
I was going to say, how many tomes of experience do you have?
Almost 500.
And you can't give them away.
Nope, they're account bound. I'm hoping I can use them as currency someday and just trade them in for, I don't know, something. I would be more than willing to trade in 50 at a time.
Wouldn't
for
it be cool
a
to trade into
key.
Karma or something?
No, I've got 9 million karma.
Jesus.
But if you could trade those tomes in for, you know, like 50 at a time for a key, just one mystic key, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Hell, I'd trade them all in for one damn key.
Don't they sell those keys on the store?
Yes, they do.
So that's never going to happen.
Yes, but you can farm for keys, so.
Yeah.
You could basically use those 10 at a time to get a character to level 10 and run for a key, and then delete the character and start over.
What they'd be more likely to do is let you sell them for gold. Because gold doesn't affect them specifically.
I'd sell them all in a heartbeat. Plus all those ones that give you a free 20 levels or free 30 levels.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is probably a good time to stop, because this is only part one of our discussion. Next week, we're going to be talking about the new expansion, Path of Fire.
Which, actually, I really enjoyed the way they introduced the expansion. It was, they hadn't mentioned it anywhere. No, not the preview weekend.
Oh,
no.
Before that.
Before that. I hadn't heard any whispers of it other than just people saying, hey, I think they're gearing up for an expansion because they've been awful quiet. And then you do the end of Living Story, the Living Story season. You finish that all up, and when you beat it, there's the banner telling you there's an expansion coming out. And to tune in on this day for all the information for it.
Wow. Yeah, I just happened to be online and saw on Facebook they'd put up a notice saying, you know, 3 days we'll be talking about it. I was like, holy shoot. Because we'd already recorded this episode weeks ago. We were like, oh no, we gotta scrap that whole episode.
Yeah, I kind of rambled on and just gave spoilers left and right. So
yeah,
that's kind of a good reason.
Anyway, so we'll talk more about that next week.
Sounds good.
So until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baeolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.